Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today is the South Dakota Day of Giving. It's Giving Tuesday. It's the second annual Day of Giving, and Christina Wee is back. She is the Development Director for Feeding South Dakota. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having
it
me.
It worked.
Yeah.
Last year,
it did.
Last year, $1.7 million. And last year, we were all kind of talking about, like, what, you know, what is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even more is possible across the state.
Absolutely.
For totals, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, I was just talking out in the hallway here about how there's so much more momentum and so much more excitement this year. It's just amazing to be part of.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is.
And it's just fun.
It really is.
Even though we're talking about some really complex social problems that are occurring in the state, and you were with Feeding South Dakota. And we're talking about hunger, the basic human right, human need to eat, to have nutritious food. Tell us a little bit about Feeding South Dakota and the work that you do.
Absolutely. You know, Feeding South Dakota, our mission is to end hunger. And we have a presence in all 66 counties throughout the entire state of South Dakota. We have many different programs that we have to help us in the fight against hunger. We have our fixed pantries. We have one here in Sioux Falls, another in Rapid. We have our mobile food pantry, which visits the most high needs areas across the state and just pops up a pantry on wheels. And then we have our child hunger programs, including our backpack program and our school food pantry. So we do a lot of work to try to make sure that no one goes hungry in our state.
All right. Tell us a little bit about Giving Tuesday and what you did last year and then what we're doing this year.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday is one of my favorite days of the year because all of the nonprofits across the nation come together to celebrate philanthropy. What Feeding South Dakota did last year is we had a goal of $75,000 and we had a generous match by Paul and Mary Ellen Connolly. So dollar for dollar was matched and we raised about, like I said, $75,000.
Wow.
This year, our goal is $80,000. And we once again have that generous match by the Connolly family. But we have a big announcement that we're not announcing till 2 o'clock of another possible opportunity to give some more. And then the newest thing this year is every person that gives gets a free coffee tumbler at Feeding South Dakota. All you got to do is come down and grab one. You can grab 10 if you want.
All right. So this is, and you know, you met that goal. This seems like a goal that you could meet as well. Mary Ellen and Paul Connolly, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about some of those people because, you know, you could get $5, you know, for a donation and be a participant. And then there are people like Mary Ellen and Paul who have said, we can do more and we can challenge others. Let's talk about leadership in giving and what it means to put your name and your checkbook forward and say, we think this is important. And, you know, we're not only supporting an organization, but we're supporting other people to show up and, you know, write that check as well.
You know, absolutely. The Connollys, what they understand is the power of giving back to your community that really helped you. And they also understand that to get more people to give, they can step up and, like you said, be leaders in this area of philanthropy. And so every time that I meet with the Connollys, they're like, do what you need to get more people involved. And so very generous folks. We have a lot of generous donors that really understand that. And matching opportunities. I mean, who doesn't love to make their dollar stretch a little bit more? And so it's always a fun way to give.
And I think that Feeding South Dakota is one of those perfect things to think about on Giving Tuesday, especially because it comes so close to Thanksgiving, in the sense that if my family was like a lot of families, we had a lot of extra.
Mm-hmm.
And we went into the day trying to minimize our food waste, because last year you and I think talked about food waste, and I have not forgotten that, is just reducing food waste.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had some cancellations. And so we ate a lot of leftovers
for
a long time so that we didn't have to throw anything out. But a lot of people had more than they needed.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that there are a lot of people who have nothing, who have less than what they need. Talk about just the difference between how many of us have extra that we might just casually, you know, chuck into the bin.
Yeah. It's crazy that how much you think, and I constantly remind my two daughters of this all the time, is that there are people out there that don't even get to enjoy Thanksgiving or don't get to enjoy the holidays. And imagine how just down and depressing that is. In fact, at our turkey giveaway this past, the Saturday the 23rd, I will never forget this. We had a gentleman walk a few miles with a suitcase. He walked all the way to the fairgrounds to get a turkey and meal with a backpack on wheels. And so it's those things, like, he didn't even have a car and he walked all the way just so his family could enjoy Thanksgiving. And so, you know, anytime that we can help folks like that is tremendous. That's why this day is so amazing.
We had a neighbor at one point in the past who was out of work temporarily and was going, to the pantry to get some food. And he really knew a lot about where things were available in the community. He would come back home, and then he would go up and down the street and knock on all our doors and see if any of us needed anything, because he would take a little, maybe he had a little extra. So, he didn't really have any extra. But the generosity that ripples out when people receive, I think, is sometimes hard to measure as well. That when somebody gets that turkey or somebody gets that food, that they will turn around and then figure out how to make that be for more than their family, which is a bit astonishing.
You know, and that's what's something that we like to share the story of, is how when you raise your hand, when you give, when you volunteer, you are making a big effect on not just someone's, well-being, whether that be a dinner tonight, but you're helping them understand philanthropy and the power of community, that we're not in this alone, that if we can come together, we can truly make the world a better place. And it starts right here in South Dakota. And so it's really tremendous. And sometimes the comments we get, I get notes all the time, sweet little ladies, I don't have much, but here's $5. I was hungry once too. Yeah. And those are the powerful ones. I keep a little stack in my office. So
I wonder how many of us have stories about when we were hungry once, whether it was in college or as children or last week or, at a time when someone lost a job. Just when were you hungry?
Yep.
And who helped you? When could you not cook for yourself and somebody showed up with frozen food?
Oh, absolutely.
All those times when you couldn't do the simple act of feeding yourself. Mm-hmm. Christina, you could just be here for 2 hours and
we could
talk about this important work. Come back, as always. Feeding
Appreciate
South Dakota
it.
Is Christina Wee. Where do you want people to follow you today on Giving Tuesday? Where's the best place to connect with
everything? Absolutely.
2 o'clock announcement, especially.
Yes, the 2 o'clock announcement will be on our Facebook and Twitter, but most importantly, Facebook. So follow us at 2 o'clock, but just our website, feedingsouthdakota.org/donate. But we're all over social media today.
All right, Christina, thank you so much.
Thank
we'll see you.
You
next time.
Appreciate it.